We got to have a pretty cool experience a few days ago. The actor and philanthropist and rock star human being, Gary Sinise, joined us to talk about his Lieutenant Dan band and the work that he's doing with the Gary Sinise Foundation and the Independence Fund, all this amazing work that he has devoted his adult life to for wounded veterans, their families, first responders, and their families. And we put a little bit of that chat on the regular Bob and Sherry show, but we thought you might like to hear the whole thing.
We always have an odd one in the crowd.
So it's kind of odd.
Decidedly odd.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd?
No, it doesn't strike me as a little bit odd.
It's the Bob and Sherry Oddcast, the stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show. Now, here's the Oddcast.
As we live and breathe, we are so excited to welcome Gary Sinise to the Bob and Sherry show. So check this out. Check this out. Yay.
Well, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
I just have to tell you that I guess it was about a year and a half ago, I got a download of an audiobook, Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, and you were the narrator. And I just want to say you did such a wonderful job with that fantastic Steinbeck creation. Your voice was perfect. Your intonation was wonderful. And you made that amazing story so much better for me.
Oh, I'm so glad you got that. That was, probably 30 years ago I did that. We made a movie of it, me and Malkovich, John Malkovich.
Yes.
And we had done it together on stage. And then I got the rights and made a movie of it. And then they asked me to do the book. And I'm glad it's still out there.
Yeah, it definitely is. And also Travels with Charlie, I just saw, is out there also. Another great Steinbeck piece.
Well, yeah.
All right. Lamar?
I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to meet you. I have followed your career in the movies, and I'm actually a TV fanatic. And CSI New York, I've watched that the whole series probably three times. I've enjoyed it so much. The way you play characters, it just – and we talked about this the other day when you were going to be talking to you. You just pull a person in, no matter what you're playing. I'm not saying you're stealing the scene, but you are noticeable, and this grabs the attention. And what a talent that is! Your audience really enjoys it. They really, really do.
Well, I sure appreciate you saying that. Thank you. I've been blessed to play a lot of great parts over the years. It's, yeah, in theater and film and television, and it's certainly great to be on CSI New York for 9 seasons. We did 197 episodes of that show.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you've watched 197 episodes 3 times?
I'm old.
You don't know who you're talking to. We call this man Primetime Lamar, okay? You have to know.
My email address is must-have TV.
So I want to talk a little bit about your foundation and what you do with the Lieutenant Dan Band. So something that's really always struck me about your work with our wounded veterans is that a lot of people, especially prominent people in the public eye, you know, they've rallied to certain causes and then they kind of move on. But it's like this was where your heart was more than anything else. And you have been tireless. I mean, every time I scroll my newsfeed, I see like, oh, there's Gary Sinise performing and there's his band and there's a fundraiser. Talk to us a little bit about what it is about this work that really, really galvanized you.
Well, thanks for asking. It's probably several things and several people that I've met over the years who've inspired me, and several places that I've gone over the years that have impacted me and made me want to continue to do it. I started going on USO tours back in 2003 was my first one. There was the first big giant USO tour to Iraq was in June of 2003. So what's that, 21 years ago?
Yeah.
And I was on that tour and I met a lot of great people, and it was very impactful. I came home and I said, where can I go next? And, you know, 3 weeks later, I was in Italy doing a tour of Italy, all these different bases over there. And then I came back, and 3 weeks later, I was in Germany doing a tour. And I did about 6 different tours back to back in 2003, and that really solidified a lot of good things for me. Kid Rock was on one or two of those trips, and maybe playing, and you know, different entertainers were entertaining. At that time, I wasn't taking my band around. I was just going out there as an actor and trying to raise spirits and let the troops know that we were not going to forget about them. And then in 2004, I talked the USO into letting me take a band. And I had a band I played with. I said, why don't you let me take a band this time? I think it was my seventh tour in like 8 months or something like that. And they finally said, okay. I started taking the band, and now, you know, the band has played, geez, over 550 or 60 shows. Wow. Since our first shows in 2003. So we've done a lot. And then, all, you know, all those trips and all those visits and all those people that I met along the way, that just kind of galvanized for me that there was, you know, there was a role to play here beyond just, you know, being an actor and that kind of thing. There was a role for me to play in helping the men and women who were deploying to Afghanistan and Iraq after September 11th. And I could see that showing up was making a difference. And so I've started volunteering for a lot of different organizations and trying to help them raise money and raise awareness. The Independence Fund is one of those organizations that I started supporting back in, I think, 2007 or eight, and ended up doing some concerts in Beaufort, South Carolina for the Independence Fund to raise money for them. And they called it Lieutenant Dan Weekend at that time, because we ended up, you know, we happened to have shot Forrest Gump in Beaufort, South Carolina. So they started doing this event there. It was raising money for the Independence Fund. Did a bunch of events for them. Haven't done anything for a while, but Sarah Verado is just, she's just dynamite and doing great things for the men and women who serve our country. And they've got Wounded Heroes Day, honoring her husband who was wounded. And I just volunteered to bring my band and helping the Independence Fund out.
We are so excited about Bob and Sherry Premium. Well-marbled, juicy, and always fresh, with loads of behind-the-scenes photos and videos, exclusive content, including our classic chat room calls and our best-of CDs. And best of all, it's just $4.99 a month. BobandSherry.com/premium.
I'm looking at a picture of you, Gary, right now on stage. Is that a Fender bass that you play in the band?
I do play a Fender Jazz, yeah.
And how long have you been a bass player?
Oh, I started playing bass when I was in seventh grade. So,
did you?
I couldn't play guitar very well, so they stuck the bass on me, and I started playing bass. Then I played through my high school days and into my early 20s, and then I got very busy with acting. And I started a theater company with my pals, got very busy with that. Didn't play for a long time, and then picked it up again in the late 90s, and then now, you know, I mean, my band has played hundreds of shows. I don't make a living at it. It's not what I do for money. It's all part of the mission of giving back to our service members. So you can look at our foundation website. You'll see 500 something shows on there. I've been blessed to have a lot of support so I could raise money or donate money to pay my band members and do a lot of good.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the work that the Gary Sinise Foundation does, because I want people to know when they come and support a show, when they support the organization, I want them to know that, like, for example, you build homes, specially adapted homes for seriously wounded veterans that are absolutely 100% mortgage free, that they can live in, that have the necessary access and modifications and even adaptations to vehicles. That's a really big deal. And I think that those of us who have not served and been injured in the line of duty, who don't have a family member in that situation, we might not realize how vast the need is and how much the foundation has really stepped up to address that need in that community. It's pretty strong stuff, Gary. Do you remember the first house that you and your foundation built and handed the keys over? That must have been a moment.
Well, I do. Absolutely. I remember how I got started with this. I was acting in CSI New York at the time. And, you know, I was I was doing the television series, and then I'd go overseas on my hiatus, or, you know, do concerts, whatever. And in 2009, I was, you know, I'd been going to Walter Reed and doing regular trips to Walter Reed. In 2009, in fact, it's April of 2009, so exactly whatever, however many years ago that is, but 15 maybe. I went to the hospital and I met the first surviving quadruple amputee. His name was Brendan Morocco. And he had been blown up in Iraq and lost both his arms and both his legs. And I saw him in the hospital and spent some time with him there. And then a short while later, I was shooting CSI New York in New York. And the commissioner of the fire department, who I knew because I had helped raise money to build a 9/11 memorial there called the Brooklyn Wall of Remembrance. And it honors all the first responders that were killed that day. And so I knew the fire department folks, and they came to my set and they said, look, we want to raise money to build a home for a Staten Island soldier who got blown up and he's missing his arms and legs. And I said, wait a minute. I met him in the hospital. I know who you're talking about. And they said, well, will you help us raise money? And so I said, yes, I'll donate my band. We'll do a big concert. We'll raise money. And that's what we did for Brendan. Back in 2010, I did a concert in Staten Island. That's where he's from. And we built the first house there for him. And unfortunately, after he was injured, there were four more quadruple amputees over the course of the next couple of years. And we built them all houses. And then when I started my foundation in 2011, we created a program called RISE, Restoring Independence, Supporting Empowerment. To build specially adapted smart technology homes or provide adapted vehicles, mobility devices, wheelchairs, that kind of thing. And over the years, we've now the foundation has done 90 of these houses, and we have several more in the queue. Unfortunately, there's more wounded who need these houses, and we do do modifications, home modifications for any veteran who's in need. So it's a great program. It's one of our many programs at the Gary Sinise Foundation. And over the years, I've been inspired by so many people that I've met who have started their own nonprofits and got their own nonprofits going, like the Independence Fund, who, you know, wanted to provide these mobility devices, these big track chairs, so our wounded could get outside and go in the woods and do things that regular wheelchairs just can't do. So they started providing these. I started supporting them. And then my foundation started supporting them. It's been a while since I've done anything with the Indy Fund. So I'm very much looking forward to coming back and helping them.
Gary, my wife and I have a neighbor. She lives across the street. She's a retired Air Force colonel. And she was in the Pentagon when the terrorists took the plane into it and helped to direct people to get out safely. She's in the hospital right now. And we're looking out after her. I bring it up because she was having dinner with us one night and my grandson was here and he dropped a plate and she just about went through the ceiling because of her experiences in Iraq and in Afghanistan. She was, you know, very close to bombs going off on roadsides. And I'm wondering, the mental injuries are sometimes not mentioned, are they?
Yes, the silent wounds, right? The invisible wounds. And, we have, you know, we have a very, very serious problem with people that are struggling with those invisible wounds. And sometimes they don't show any signs, but they're struggling internally and they're not sharing it with anybody. We have several programs at the Gary Sinise Foundation, mental wellness programs that we provide services for folks that are dealing with, you know, traumatic brain related injuries. That's very important. I know Sarah and the Indy Fund, they'll do whatever they can to help anybody who's dealing with any type of war injury, be it physical or be it something internal. There's many, That's many great. Service members that are going through that kind of thing, as our first responders go through every day. I mean, just think about what they see and they deal with from time to time, and then they have to go home to their families, and then they put on the uniform again and go out there and do it again the next day. These are serious, traumatic events that our defenders go through. And if we can help them through by providing some services or some entertainment or some support, I've seen a great impact being made when people just simply show up to pat somebody on the back for serving our country. Huh. It can make a big, big difference. Yeah, a very small gesture can make a big difference. Can I ask you something? Mm-hmm. You said it was a lieutenant colonel that's in the hospital?
A colonel, yeah. And I don't want to talk about her issue, but it was a very serious operation, and her life is going to be changed. She's retired now. She is, 62 years old. And there are things that she saw that she can't even talk about. But it, for me, came home with just the sounds, any kind of a loud sound, the backfiring of a car, whatever it may be. She jumps.
Well, of course, just imagine, you know, what that must have been like that day when that plane crashed into the building and all over 180 people killed.
Exactly.
You know, Pentagon. I had the great privilege of raising money to help build a 9/11 Pentagon Memorial.
Did you?
Yeah, which is right there on the side of the building that the airplane went in. And I've met several people that actually were there that day. It must have been just a horrible, horrible day in New York and Shanksville. So we can never do enough for the men and women who serve our country. I would ask you to give the colonel a call if you can, and please pass on my very best to her. Tell her I'm sending a prayer for a speedy recovery there.
I am going to do that today. Thank you.
Gary, I think that in large part because of this kind of work that your foundation does, the Independence Fund, Wounded Warriors, I think there's a different awareness and comprehension of what our uniformed men and women and our first responders go through. You know, I'm thinking about previous generations and how, you know, you think about the Vietnam War veterans and how they came home and it was kind of like, all right, the country doesn't want to think about this anymore. We don't want to acknowledge it. And so there's the pain of being sort of shunted aside is so profound. I mean, if you have a Vietnam vet in your family, you know that. Like, that pain of just being like, okay, you served, but we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to think about it. We don't want to know about it. I feel like one of the things that we've gotten better at in our culture and society is that recognition that these people served and sacrificed and it matters, and they deserve not only our respect, but also our care and attention and support as they move forward in their lives. What do you think? Doesn't it feel like we've gotten a little bit better about that?
Well, we have gotten better. Largely motivated, going back to the beginning of this current conflict, Iraq and Afghanistan, by the Vietnam veterans and my own family and the way they were treated when they came home, and not wanting to see that happen to our current day 21st century warriors coming back from war and not wanting the country to turn its back on them. So I was motivated by that. I was 18 years old in 1973. That's when combat operations ended in Vietnam. But I have family members who served there. I learned quite a bit from them. I wrote a book in 2019 called Grateful American. And in it, you know, I tell their stories. I tell the stories of the Vietnam veterans and my family who influenced me and impacted me back in the late 70s and early 80s. And how, you know, learning from them and so much of what I gained from them manifested itself into this ongoing mission today, and wanting to do everything I could for our active duty folks deploying to Iraq and Afghanistan. We have great Vietnam veteran programs at the Gary Sinise Foundation, because so much of what I'm doing now, as I said, grew from what I learned from our Vietnam veterans back in the late 70s and early 80s. I started supporting Vietnam veterans back in the 80s through my theater company in Chicago. And I learned quite a bit. And then I ended up playing the Vietnam veteran in Forrest Gump, and getting involved with supporting our wounded after that. So there were a lot of steps along the way. I learned quite a bit from those previous generations who served.
So, Gary, you're I don't want to make you uncomfortable, because you're a very humble person, but I just want to call something out in this age of social media influencers. I just want to point out that you were given, thanks to your talent and hard work and, you know, a little bit of luck and all of that that goes into a big career, you were given this enormous, extraordinary platform, and you turned around and did something that was profound with it. I mean, you can count on one hand, you, Michael J. Fox, a handful of other people that said, you know what, for some reason, I've been given this megaphone and I'm not going to use it to sell shampoo. I'm going to use it to try to make a real difference in society. And I think that I want to shout that out, because I think we are living in an age where everything is so fast and fleeting and ephemeral and superficial, that the idea that someone would devote their life to making this huge difference, I think that deserves some attention and respect. And it's wonderful and life-affirming to see it at a time when everything just feels about a spoon deep. You know what I mean? Just like, no, here today, gone tomorrow, and you completely forget. And I know that you would never say, well, thank you very much, I'm awesome. But that's the truth. Like, look at how you've taken your entire career and your life's work, and you've made it not about yourself and your brand and your clicks and your likes and your line of, you know, custom men's hair care products. You've taken it and you've made it about others. And that's really powerful stuff. And I think everyone with family members, all of us, full stop, all of us want to express our gratitude for that.
Well, I sure appreciate that. There's a line in my book that I wrote. It says, when joy connects to mission, a life of purpose begins to take shape. And
wow,
when I started traveling and seeing what just getting my boots on the ground could do for somebody serving our country overseas or in the war zones or going through rehabilitation in the hospitals or their families enduring long deployments on military bases here at home and showing up to play some music for them or something like that. When I started to see that that was impactful and actually making a difference, I was filled with joy. And, you know, why would you continue to volunteer your time and resources if you weren't feeling some sense of fulfillment, of purpose, of joy in giving something to somebody? I would recommend to anybody to do that. You know, service is a great healer for a broken heart. And I really felt that. You know, especially when I started raising my hand after September 11, 2001, when my heart and so many others' hearts, the heart of America was broken at that time. Mm-hmm. And I needed to do something and just needed to take action. And I felt like as an actor, you know, what do? You raise your hand and go out for the USO. And that began a whole series of relationships and events and tours and, you know, over 100 USO tours and whatnot. And it all manifested itself into the creation of a nonprofit, the Gary Sinise Foundation, that is now supported by thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of American citizens who trust us to do good with their generosity. And we get to pass that generosity on to others. And that's a great joy to be able to do that, to make an impact in somebody's life. We get a lot of calls at the Gary Sinise Foundation from broken families in need of help. And when we can put our hands on them and touch them and make a difference, or simply, you know, me going out with the band and playing music and looking at the faces of the people that are having a good time out there, you know, on military bases all across this country, you don't know what they're going through. How many friends have they lost? How many family members have they lost? Here I am, they're smiling today, and I'm helping them do that. And that's a good feeling. That joy connected to mission gives life great purpose for sure.
Well, you know, we're a country full of celebrities. We've got celebrities overflowing. But if just a small amount of those people would choose to take that celebrity and do with it what you have done with yours, I can't imagine what a difference. I mean, you're making a huge difference, but what if a lot more celebrities quit worrying about being more and more celebrity, but started worrying about other people and giving like you've given? Boy, you're a great example. I wish more people would follow that example, that have the celebrity that they could use to do good for other people. It would be great. It really would.
Well, thank you. I know a lot of folks in the business that are out there doing something, and if they can't do it to the extent that I'm doing it, which is, you know, creating a foundation and raising a lot of money every year and having a staff and all that stuff, they still volunteer their time to help, you know, my foundation or other organizations, nonprofits that they're involved in. So there are people out there doing it. If every single person who was given the blessing of success in any field would take that success and turn it into good for others, we'd have a better world for sure. And I'm just trying to do my bit to make the world a better place by trying to help somebody who deserves it. Some people who have volunteered to serve our country.
Well, Gary Sinise, here's something that you say, but maybe don't hear often enough. And that is, thank you for your service and what you're doing for our wounded heroes and our first responders and their families. And I just want to remind everyone that this Sunday night at the Revelry North End, which is on Keswick Avenue, doors open at 6 p.m. Gary's Lieutenant Dan Band takes the stage at 7 p.m. Tickets are available. And if you're a veteran, a first responder, or a family member, those tickets for you are free. Wounded Heroes Day and the Lieutenant Dan Band in Charlotte this Sunday. Gary Sinise, what a pleasure and privilege it's been chatting with you. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks so much for having me.
Can you shout out how folks listening to this right now, if they feel it in their heart to get involved or donate, where they can best do that?
Well, you can certainly go to the Independence Fund website. So Independence Fund, absolutely look them up. And you can always look up Gary Sinise Foundation as well. There's some great videos on our YouTube channel that show what we're doing. And I know Independence Fund has the same thing.
That website, if you want to reach out and help, is GarySiniseFoundation.org. And that's S-I-N-I-S-E, GarySiniseFoundation.org. Our website, of course, is BobAndSherry.com. We thank you for joining us for this episode of the Oddcast. I mean, you're the reason that we do it. So we're super glad we're here. You're here. And we'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to The Oddcast, Talking Lamar, and the Bob and Sherry Podcast. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.